KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have rain and some freezing rain mixed outside. We currently have 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for an ice storm warning to continue through late this evening. Some areas of fog, freezing rain and drizzle this morning, changing to rain and drizzle this afternoon, a high of 34. That rain will change back into freezing rain or drizzle overnight and then to light snow by early Tuesday morning, a low of 31. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. There are just a few scattered power outages being reported across southwest Iowa at this time. The only outages we have of note are in Taylor and Ringgold counties, where there are some outages of the Southwest Iowa Rural Electric Cooperative. 44 members are without power in Taylor County. 8 members of the Southwest Iowa REC in Ringgold County are without power. And MidAmerican Energy reports just one outage, and that is in Essex at this time. As we've been mentioning, there are numerous closes and cancellations related to the ice storm today. And again, some of the latest include Duke Aerial is closed today. Cass Incorporated in Atlantic is closed today. Also, Eye Associates in Atlantic is closed today. The Messina Medical Center, the CCHS Wound Care and Diabetes Centers are closed today. Also, CCMH Cardiac Rehab, Dermatology, and Allergy Clinics are canceled for today. Southwest Iowa Mental Health will open at 10 o'clock, and the Cass County Courthouse is scheduled to open at noon today. You can find the entire list on our KJAN cancellations page under the Community Hub at KJAN.com. In state news, the Iowa Democratic Party organized rallies in 4 of the state's cities Sunday afternoon. The events were billed as the first stand against GOP efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. Matt Tapscott of Decorah runs a child care business. He says he hadn't been able to afford insurance until the law took effect.
My elected representative said, "We're working to ensure that you have access to health care. It makes no difference that we have access if I can't afford what I have access to. The Affordable Care Act made it possible that I could actually afford my health care."
Rick Smith of Urbandale said the law hasn't just helped people with pre-existing conditions. It bans insurance companies from setting a yearly limit on spending on covered benefits.
"We've got to remind all of our friends that everybody has benefited from this and will continue to benefit."
Rallies were held in Cedar Rapids, Council Bluffs, Des Moines, and Sioux City. Both of Iowa's Republican U.S. senators and the 3 Republicans who serve in the U.S. House voted last week on legislation to start the process of repealing Obamacare. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department reports this morning 4 arrests over the past few days. Early Sunday morning, 31-year-old Patricia McPhail of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on charges of driving while suspended and unlawful possession of prescription drug or device. McPhail was released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. Saturday morning, 31-year-old Joshua Coulter of Creston was arrested at the Sumner Mills intersection on charges of public intoxication. Coulter was released on a $300 bond. Friday night, 20-year-old Destiny Degonia of Creston was arrested on charges of interference with official acts and accessory after the fact. Degonia was later released on $2,000 bond. Friday afternoon, 38-year-old Eric Witt of Elston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for possession of controlled substances, second offense. He was later released on $1,000 bond. Creston police said also a resident in the 500 block of South Chestnut Street in Creston reported Sunday afternoon that someone stole a generator out of a customer's vehicle that was parked on their property. That occurred sometime between 1 a.m. and 1:15 a.m. Sunday. The loss was estimated at $2,000. Slippery road conditions contributed to an accident that involved 3 vehicles in Creston Sunday night near the intersection of East Irving and North Birch Streets. The Creston Police Department says a 2007 Dodge pickup driven by 25-year-old Courtney Sandeman of Creston was driving too fast for conditions at around 10:55 a.m., p.m. that is, when he lost control and collided with a parked 2004 Ford pickup. His vehicle also struck a 2017 Chevy driven by 32-year-old Elizabeth Loomis Montoya of Creston. Loomis Montoya's car had slid into the north curb and was trying to get out, with 3 people trying to push the vehicle uphill at the time the accident occurred. There were no injuries reported. Damage from the collision amounted to $1,900. No citations were issued. Creston police say no injuries were reported following a collision Saturday afternoon at the intersection of Wyoming and Taylor Streets. Officials say a 2007 Dodge Caliber driven by 16-year-old Tessie Vanskoy of Creston was stopped at the controlled intersection on Wyoming Street and had proceeded to cross Taylor when her vehicle was hit on the passenger side by a 2002 Kia driven by 62-year-old Michael Mason of Creston. That accident happened around 3:20 p.m. Saturday. Damage amounted to $4,000. There were no citations issued. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Saturday night on a trespassing charge. 57-year-old Ronald Lee Hall of Red Oak was arrested just before 8 p.m. in the 100 block of West Joy Street. Hall was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce held its annual dinner and awards program Saturday evening at the Cass County Community Center with dinner provided by Hy-Vee. The evening focused on the spirit of volunteerism in the community and how volunteers make life better for the rest of us. Among the awards handed out during the program was one that is presented in partnership with Detter Motor Company in Atlantic. The Athena Award is presented to one person for their efforts to create leadership opportunities for women, excellence in professional and community service, and especially for assisting women in their attainment of excellence in leadership. The Athena Award went to Dr. Tressa Wilcox. During the Community Awards portion of the program Saturday, outstanding volunteers in 2017 were recognized. The highest honor to the Distinguished Service Award was presented to LaVon Eblin. She was described by community members, business leaders, and friends as enthusiastic, confident, passionate, caring, and an entrepreneur. She supports the community using her hands and heart, according to past Chamber President Lori Reed, who said that LaVon selflessly offers her time and often her resources to nurture local projects like Produce in the Park, Master Gardeners, Healthy Cass County, Cass County Food Policy Council, 4-H, The Armory, and much more. Local businesses and groups were also recognized during the chamber banquet Saturday. Among them was the Atlantic Area Ambassadors, who are made up of volunteers and business leaders who help celebrate business accomplishments, expansions, and successes. Some of the businesses they helped to celebrate include Salute Gymnastics, Olson's Fuel Supply, Farmers Insurance, Hanson's Fine Jewelry, Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center, and others. It was also noted Cass Incorporated and TS Banking Group were named top workplaces in Iowa by the Des Moines Register, and Cass County Health Systems was awarded a top workplace for the second consecutive year by the Des Moines Register. New Chamber President Rob Clausen spoke about adopting four new objectives for the Chamber's strategic plan in 2017. Those objectives include community development, membership engagement, volunteer engagement, and business development. And students at two Council Bluffs elementary schools will have chances to learn more about personal finance by working in bank branches at their schools. The Daily Nonpareil reports First National Bank and American National Bank both recently opened branches in elementary schools. The Council Bluffs School District now has 9 different bank branches open in its schools. The branches are part of a larger effort to teach students about money by giving them a chance to open a savings account and contribute toward it. Carter Lake Elementary Principal Doreen Knuth said during opening an account early, let students watch their savings grow and build good habits. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.